We are learning Masechta Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Beis Amid Beis, and we are beginning two lines from the top. Amiyam Rav Yechon Hachi. The Gemara just finished saying that Rav Yechon Paskins like Rav Yehuda, that it depends when the lip of the sandal gets ripped off and you have to sew it back. It depends which one gets ripped off. If the inside one gets ripped off, it's still a Keli. Why? Because it could be re-sewn. But if the outside one, then it can't be re-sewn because it's embarrassing, and therefore it's not a keli according to Rav Yehuda. And we say Rav Yechon passes like Rav Yehuda. Says a klal. Halachuk is stam mishto. We passing like a stam mishto. Mishto says we had any names. We pass like that mishto. Tanan says a mishto and keli. We had any names. Sandal. Halachuk is he had a sandal that a zov wore it, and therefore it's tamei medris, which is a very serious tuma. Tamei medris. It's a ava tuma called medris. Now, the only way to make it ois tame is to break it, destroy it from being a shoe. If it's not a shoe anymore, then it'll be nitar from the tuma. It won't be tuma anymore. And if that's a way of getting taking away the tuma. Take away the tuma, that's a way of getting out of tuma. Now, so what happened? Tanan, sandal shenifska achas ma'oznav, a sandal that one of its ozno, one of its ears got ripped off, v'tikna, and you fixed it. Tommy Medris, it's still Tommy Medris, because so far only one of them broke off. So one of them broke off, it's still Tommy. And sewing, you sewed it back is not negay, really, it's negay really for the next halacha in the Mishnah, like Rashi says. But you gotta put it back, but it's still Tommy. The reason why it's still Tommy is only one lip fell off. Nifsika, you know, one ear fell off. But Nifsika Hashnia, Nifsika Hashnia, if the second ear fell off, the tikkun, and you put it back on, and then it's tahar of the tahar medris. Right? It's tahar of the tahar medris ready because the tum medris came off ready now because it's already it's not a good keli because both ears fell off. Even though it's re-sewn, that's a new thing. Both ears fell off, it makes it tahar from tahar medris. Our tahar maga medris. As Maya says, it's tahar maga medris because it touched itself, and therefore it touched itself. So therefore, while it was avatuma, it touched itself, and even though the shame medris fell off, but Lamaisa when it had the panam chadoshes of the new ear, so then it was roid to use, and therefore it could be tamei as tamei maga because it touched itself. So that's why it's tamei maga. It's not the medris because the original tumas medris came off already, and we'll see in a second more explanation in the halacha. But my lav sounds like loishna pnimis, loishna chitzoina. Inside all the outside one fell off, it's still tamei. That means it still didn't lose a shame keli, and it's a stam mishnah. Sounds like not like Rav Yehuda. So it's a kasha. How can Rav Yechanan say that we paskin that like Rav Yehuda? That it depends which one falls off. Here's mashma. Either one fell off, it's still good keli. Like more loy penimis dafka. When the reisha says that nivska achas, it's still tamei. That is only when the inside one fell off because I can re-sew it, and therefore it's still tamei. But if the outside fell off, it'll be tar even after one. If that's true, if the outside one fell off, tahari hachi adatoni nifskoshniya, but tikna tar min a medris, avatoni mag a medris. The next part of Mishnah says that when the second one fell off, that's when it became tar min a medris. Nifling with the day, we say even with one falling off, it's possible to become tar. Medvar amurim shnifska primus. When do we say it's still tamei when it's nifska the inside one? Avakitzoina, if the outside one gets cut off, tar. So why don't we call it a case where both fell off? Even one fell off is enough of a chiddush. You could have said it's enough to make it tar. If which one? The outside falls off, it's tar. So tomorrow it's about Yosef. Tamish is saying, Bistand, let's just like Arba is nine, and Arba Tarsi Yosef. So let's go to the Dvarah Shrav Yechanan. Mechaz of Yosef, this Mishnah is talking about a sandal that has four ears, and four Tarsi Yosef. And when it says one ear fell off, they're all talking about the outside one. So one falls off, it's still tamei, why? Because you still have the other one, it's still usable. When both fall off, then it's tar, means even if it's only two out of the four, because you can't re-sew it, both the outside, if I care, it's like a riot, Rabbi Yechlin. The both outside one came off, if it comes tar, why? Because the outside ones can't be re-sewn, and it's going like a Yehuda. So not to break the words of Rabbi Yechlin, we'll have to take a major doichik. That this Mishnah is talking about, that's four Oznaim and four Tars Yosem. And when it says one fell off, he's one of the outside fell off. So the other one's still usable. And the case that it's Tar is both outside fell off. And if I get it's a riot that the outside one, even though you still have two inside ones, and you can turn around and sew it, still, the Lachu is, it'll be Tahar. He also Ravin, Amar, Rav Chanan, Abba, Amar, Rav, Halach, Rav Yehuda. that Rav Ravin said Hashem Rav the Lach Rav Yehuda, and he says Hashem Rav Yechanon in a Lach Rav Yehuda, not like Rav Yehuda, not like we just said. We just finished saying that Rav Yechanon touches up that Mishnah before, and he says the Chen Lechalitza. So his master is going according to Rav Yehuda. He passed passing Rav Yehuda. Here he's saying Hashem Ravin, he doesn't pass like Rav Yehuda. So the Gemara, here Ravin saying Hashem Rav Yechanon, don't pass like Rav Yehuda. That's Stira. I'm a Roy Niu, Valib Rav Yechanon, I'm a Roy Niu. This is going according to Ravin, and before it's going according to Ulo or Rav Avachana. So that's the Machlokes. I'm a Roy, and what Rav Yechanon held. Dr. Maravaita, Thanos, look at the Mishnah and Kalim. We've heard the Mishnah a lot of times. Kol Kli Balabatim Shurim Kri Amayim. That means any Kali of a Balabas, someone's house, he has a Kali. Those days, Kali were very expensive. They didn't just throw it out. If it has a hole of a nut, it's still good. The hole the size of a zai, it's still good. Until it has a hole the size of a pomegranate, the Kali still has the same Kali. Why? Because he'll use it for something else. If it has a big hole like a zai, he'll use it for apples. If it has the size of apples, he'll use it for grapefruits. Until the size of a rimoin, it's not a problem and it's called a Kali. That's the halacha. When the minister says Kli Baal Batim, it's coming to Fuke, a Kli of a store owner. A Kli Chemvedi, if he's in that smallest hole, you're not selling it because you can't sell a Kali with a hole. But a Kli Baal Batim, where he's resourceful, uses all different things, by him, the shear is Kriya Mayim. That's the Mishnah. So Boy Chiske had a Shaila. He said, what about like this? Nikiv Kamaita Zayas. He got a hole like the size of an Aleph. Vesosman, he closed it up. Then the Chaza Nikiv Kamaita Zayas. And then he got a hole in a different place, the shear of his eyes. Then Vesosman, he closed it up. Ajaslima kept on happening. Ajaslima Rimon. Now, if you add up all these holes that you patched, it'll be the size of a Rimon. Mao. Is that a good Kaili or not? You know, because at one point in Maxa, now all it has is the hole of his eyes. But on the other hand, if you count all the holes, it's the size of a Rimon. But they're all closed up. So what's the halacha? Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Yechanan said, I have an answer. Rabbi, Shonis Lonu, you taught us the Mishnah we had before with the shoe. Sandal Shnifska Echas Ma'ozdav Tikna, you fixed it. Tommy meant this. Still Tommy because only one Ozna. We said it meant either one out of four, or it means, according to Randy Yama, that even the outside or the inside, one of them is still called Tommy. Nifska Shnia Vatikna, the second one broke and he fixed it. Tar Ma'amedris. I'll tell you Ma'amedris. The Medris goes off, and Ma'amedris could touch it itself. But Vamrinalach, and I asked you then, my story said, Hakaim Ashnia, when the first one fell off, it's not Tahar, why? Because you still have one lip left. Ushnia Nami, when the second one falls down also, Hamasaka Vashani, you already fixed the first one, so I had the first one, it's also only one. Vamaratalon Ale, you told us, Panum Chadosh is Balukan. That's a new lip. And a new lip doesn't count. Lamaisa, when the second one falls off, you look at it, Kilu, both of them fell off. Hachanami, here was about a Kaili. We don't look at the new steamer. The new steamer is a new thing, Panam Chadoshes. And the old Tumah that I had, we're handling with a Kli Baal Batim, when this Shaila was, when I got a Rimon, and close it up, a Rimon, close it up. So handling doesn't become Tar from the Tumah from before. Avada Vakan La Bab become Tumah. From now on, it'll become Tumah. We're handling the Kli Baal Batim there, the old Tumah I had, when it reaches the holes of Rimonim, will it make it tar? You're saying, it'll make it tar. You know why I'll make it tar? Because now it's not the size. Because those new steamers are Panim Chadosho is Baalakan. Those are new steamers. They're new closed up. But if you look at all the holes, original holes, it'll be the size of a Rimon. And he says, just like by a shoe, it's tar. Here also, I'll be tar. And Chizkiah loved this pshat. So, Kari Allah, Chizkiah called Rav Yechanon, Leis Din Bar Inish. You're not a person, you're a malach. Well, what a pshat. Or Ikadamri, he said, going day by day, this is a person. Oh, that's a person. This is an Adam Gadol. He knows how to learn. Once you mention Malach, I'm going to say a memory here, a very famous memory. I'm going to say Rabba Barzimuna. I'm showing him if the Chachamim in the first diaries before us, Abnei Malachim, if they are Malachim, then Anu Bnei Anashim. We're people. But if you call the Shoinim Bnei Anashim, you call them a people, you know, we are Anu Chamayim, we're Chamayim. And we are chamayim, but we're not such great chamayim. V'loik chamayroi shal Rav Chanina ben Doisa v'shal Rav Pinchas ben Yair. Rav Chanina ben Doisa's donkey would never eat any treifis or anything that wasn't gemaisered. And Rav Pinchas ben Yair is another maisa where also that they didn't eat maisa. Both these chamayim would not eat not gemaisered stuff. There's other maisas with them, they're very smart chamayim. We're not even like those chamayim. Ela kashar chamayim, we're like regular chamayim. If they are like people, we're regular donkeys. That's what we are. We're not even like donkeys, like those tzaddikim who wouldn't eat maisa. Is not a maisa. One of them that they didn't pay rent and they didn't work until you paid the rent for them. But the different maisas with these chamayim, they were very smart and learned chamayim. the Gemara back. The Mishnah said that noidus yayin v'shemen, like little pouches of leather of yayin v'shemen, you're also allowed to tie that. Why? Because you untie it every day. Pshitas, pashit, l'shrich, this is a tati uni. It has two ties. It has two ears on top that are tied on top of this pouch to keep the wine in. The metzias is you untie one already, you get wine out. So maybe if you tie both of them, one of them you can leave here forever. So it's a problem with kesha kiyama. Kamas law, no. Either you don't know which one you're going to leave tied, or pshat is that's easier to take it out when you untie both. Therefore, it's not kesha kiyama because usually you untie both to get the wine out. The Mishnah also said kederi shabas. They used to tie something like a piece of clothing, a piece of cloth on top of kederi shabas. They tied it down to cover the kedera. Pshita, of course, you have to take your chalent out. Of course, you untie it. What's the chiddush? This kedera has a little spout besides that covering. So now you leave the cover on top. Kamash blon, it's easier to with spout. The chalent comes out very slowly. So it's nice that the metzias is they usually take off the top, but therefore it's called the kasha she'ena kazaka yama because you're going to take off the clothing. The Mishnah had the last thing. The Mishnah said, "Lezmi Yaakov Aimer, koishrim." You could kosher in front of the behemoth that shouldn't go out. You kosher like a little in front of the pen. You kosher some strings. Pshita, it's pashit. Of course, they get the behemoth out and in. So of course, this tie is not tying here forever. So it's only it's made to untie every day. Take the animals for a walk every day. L'tricha, the islay tarti is sorry. That there's two pshatim Rashi really. One pshat Rashi is that has two strings across the door. You know, 1 2 feet high, 1 6 feet high. The other, so you have to make two ties, and really after you untie the 6-footer, you can get out. Or if you untie the 2-footer, you could go get out under it. So that's one shadow means trace. The other shadow means is that you have to tie both ends, and you might leave one end. So now the tema, you would think, one of them you'll leave there, either means the top or the bottom, or it means one of the sides. Kamash v'lon, no. Kamash v'lon, you're not going to do that. They're not going to do that. That's what Yaakov teaches us. Amar Rav Yosef and Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel. Halacha Rav Lezbi Yaakov. We pask in Halacha L'maisa, like Rav Lezbi Yaakov, they let a tie this thing in front of Behema. Amar Le'abaya, Halacha Kala Pligi, is Rav Lezbi Yaakov arguing or just adding on to that? Is he arguing or not? You think Halacha sounds like arguing. Amar Le'i, might not clear me. What's the difference? L'maisa, we pass like him. Who cares if he argues or not? Amar Le'i, I want to know, it's learning. Gemara, Zemara, Zahay. Is the learning just a song? I have to know pshat. Therefore, I'm asking Pshat. And the Rosh doesn't say Pshat, but that was Pshat's question. Halacha Machlal, the Pligi.